Now, our readings this morning all focus on the theme of having faith in eternal life, that our earthly life is not all there is, praise God. In the first reading, the prophet Jeremiah reminds us that if we put our strength and hope simply in the things of this life, well, we're going to be disappointed. Rather, a person who receives his strength from his faith in our Lord is not going to experience the same interior emptiness and shallowness that those without faith seem to experience in this life. A person with faith will never give in to hopelessness in the midst of great suffering. In the second reading, St. Paul exhorts the Corinthians to trust in the truth of the resurrection. Otherwise, all the exercises of their faith were in vain, for Christ would not be who he said he was if he did not resurrect. Without the truth of the resurrection, their lives were meaningless. And then finally, in our gospel, our Lord preaches on the Beatitudes, as relayed by St. Luke. The more popular version of them that we know is from St. Matthew's gospel. In the Beatitudes, though, our Lord teaches that those who experience poverty, hunger, sorrow, and persecution in this life for the sake of the gospel should rejoice, because these afflictions are signs that they're headed in the right direction and will receive their just reward in heaven. In other words, suffering was the means to eternal happiness. On the contrary, those who live lives centered on the things of the world, empty wealth, indulgence, and popularity, ought to be concerned about their eternal salvation because they've chosen these things to be their false idols, things that can never give them happiness.